The Aspen Music Festival in School is days away from the opening of its season's first operatic production, Giuseppe Verdi's La Traviata at the Wheeler Opera House. Are there any scenes in particular that like stick out to you?
I mean, there's the first time that Violetta, who's the Traviata herself, and Alfredo, when they meet, there's an extraordinary toasting song that's very, very famous called Libiamo, and referred to as the Brindisi. And it's a remarkable scene because you see them discovering each other and he as well falling in love and realizing that this could be something major for their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty major scene. The other scene that's I think fantastic is the second scene of the second act, which is a big party scene when there's a confrontation between, this is after Violetta has left Alfredo, and Alfredo finds her at a gambling house and condemns her for leaving him, and he throws money in her face, and his father shows up to say that he's an idiot. He has an idiot for a son who would do this kind of thing, and it's shameful. And it's a very operatic scene, and can be melodramatic, which I hope we're not, but that it also can be very exciting and moving because she's already dying, which Alfredo doesn't know. And so he's condemning her for leaving him, but he doesn't know the reason that she was actually leaving him to protect him and his family.
Okay. Tell me about what excites you about this opera, putting this opera on this summer.
One of the great things about being at the Wheeler is that vocally it's extremely friendly for younger voices because it's about 500 seats, and it means that the singers don't have to fight. They don't have to really struggle vocally. I mean, they have to go over the orchestra, so that can take energy and vocal energy. But the house itself is very friendly acoustically.
What are your like initial thoughts when opening night, when everybody's out on stage? Or like, do you just like stand backstage and you're like, yes, we did this? Or like, what is your process like?
I'm up in the balcony normally watching from the back of the house. And I'm relatively relaxed almost at all productions. And maybe it's just because I've been doing it for a while, but some of it is that I think what happens, and frankly, the mistakes that will happen, because there will be mistakes, it's a human live event. So things are going to happen that are not what were planned. And I think that's one of the exciting things about doing opera, about doing theater, is that it is live. And so when I'm standing there, I'm rooting for everyone to do great, and not to make incredibly bad mistakes of some kind, or something, some kind of error happens. But it's also seeing the way your singers and your orchestra are able to adapt in a moment when something happens that you don't expect. And then I know for me as an audience member, and I think for a lot of audiences here, seeing that moment where something goes slightly wrong and you're aware, gee, that was different than maybe they planned or rehearsed. And then they figure out how to solve it. And I think sometimes those moments, I mean, it's what makes live events so exciting.
Opera can sometimes be considered like kind of a polarizing art form. How is the Aspen Music Festival in School and the Wheeler together trying to bring in people to kind of break down that barrier?
Well, you know, we have titles. So we always have titles. So that people should not, I mean, people who can read will know what's going on. I mean, that's clear. The other thing is that you're watching singers. Many of the roles in operas are for characters who are in their teens and 20s, and that's who we have as singers. So that you feel, I think people going to an opera at the Wheeler feel that they're watching people who would be having these experiences.